episode 530, Restore Hope.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
happy,
radio.
Happy, happy day. Today is your day to be so inspired. Yes, it really is Inspiration Motivation Day. One of my favorite days, I've got to say. I don't know. I think every day I spend with you is truly my favorite day. Every single day. You guys just fill my heart, and I am so grateful for you. When you're going out and you're doing your to-do stuff and you're doing your normal responsibilities and going through the motions even, and you just kind of get caught up in the doing of things, I want you to pause for just a moment. And when you take that pause and that deep breath, I want you to breathe in and know that you've got someone here in the U.S., because some of you, not all of you, are in the U.S. I want you to know that I'm praying for you and thinking of you, and I'm so grateful from the bottom of my heart, from the tips of my toes to the end of my nose. You matter. You're truly incredible, and I really mean that. And thank you so much for sharing this with your friends and your family, for passing this on, this podcast, maybe this particular episode, saying, you know what? Maybe you need to hear this. I appreciate when you do that and when you share, because together, it's always better. Today, we're talking about restore hope. As your day moves tonight at an accelerated speed, you become entangled with the webs of life. How to restore hope when you feel like you are drowning. Just surviving in life does not make for joyful days, and we all want joy. When struggles challenge you and the world seems to be falling apart, hope is present. You can restore hope even while in survival mode. I know we really want to survive to thrive, and our focus is more to thrive, but we have to be honest with ourselves. Not everything in our life is picture perfect. Even though you may go through those Facebook feeds and you're like, oh man, look at them. They're on vacation. They're having a time of their life. They're loving. Oh my goodness. They're celebrating their anniversary. Oh, how sweet. 25 years of marriage. If only ours would have lasted 8 years. Oh, and look at this, their children. They're just like so perfect. They're out in the store and they're behaving and they all have smiles on their faces. We want this perfect world. We want to thrive in it. But we lose hope when we don't have that perfection in our life. We go into survival mode and you really don't need to put much effort into it because you can restore hope. Even when you're in survival mode, you can do it. Sound impossible? Well, you know the answer to that. Nothing is impossible here. That's what we talk about all the time at Create Your Now. Nothing, nothing, nothing is impossible. I can remember when we were moving. This was about 2 moves ago. And my husband had already relocated to the new job. So he was already there. And he didn't technically leave us behind, but we were left behind because we still owned a home. And we had decided at that point, because of 2 previous moves, we had carried double mortgages. And do you know how much stress a double mortgage adds into a marriage? Holy Toledo. Then you add on top of that, like sprinkles of 5 children. And then you add on top of that, the cats and the dogs. And it just gets to be wild. Well, to say the least, this was about 2 moves ago. And my husband had already, like I said, had relocated there. So we needed to go join him. We, praise the Lord, had sold the house. And it was wonderful. The problem was, is it was wintertime. And I was like, okay, I can do this. I can so do this. Now, mind you, he's already working. So it was up to the family now to join him. So off I went cross country with 5 children, 3 dogs, 3 cats, and a gecko to boot. And that gecko had his own aquarium. Now, this was all of us that I just mentioned, okay, plus me. We were all in a conversion van. So it's bigger than a minivan.
And it had a raised roof. So guess what? I got to stand up in it.
Yes, it was. Oh, I tell you, that is probably my most favorite vehicle that we have ever owned. The reason being is because I'm short and I could stand up in it. Plus, the kids would love it because it's a TV. So when they were younger, I could change diapers and not break my back. I could walk around if I needed to get to them if daddy was driving. It was awesome. But mind you, we're driving in winter, all of us, in this big, large conversion van. And to top it all off, I had rented a trailer, and I was pulling it behind us. Yeah, good old U-Haul. A good size one, too, that I had filled up and packed myself. All those little extra things that you find laying around the house because our vehicle was already filled. I mean, come on. Even though it was a conversion van, I mean, putting in there three dogs and three cats. And yes, by the way, they all survived the trip, including the children. But this is what we had to do. We had to go cross country. It was like five or six states by the time we were done. We took a quick little detour and went and visited my mom and saw them for a couple days. And then we drove on. So as we were driving in, it was the night that we were coming in and hubby was getting off of work. He goes, honey, I'm going to meet you at the bank. He goes, and by the way, you need to get here obviously before the bank closes, but we're also under a winter weather advisory. And I was like, okay, no big deal. The thing is that we signed for our house that night around 4:45 in the afternoon, just before closing. We pulled in literally off the highway. I left the kids with the vehicle running. Mind you, it's still freezing, so they wouldn't have frozen anyway, but it's winter outside. We didn't have to worry about them being too hot. And so they stretched their legs. They did what they needed to do. They took the puppy dogs and whatever, et cetera, et cetera. I went in, signed the paperwork. I came out. That night, the storm hit. And I'm talking about the storm, an ice storm. Right before, after we had signed for the house, my husband was like, sweetheart, we need to probably run to the store. I mean, I brought everything else but food. I mean, we had a few like snack stuff, processed stuff, but we didn't have bread. We didn't have milk. I didn't bring all of that stuff. I was going to get it there. So we walked in to Walmart, and I kid you not, the shelves were barren. There was nothing. I mean, I was like, my gosh, what's going on here? It's just a winter storm. It's not a big deal. We've been through blizzards. We've had power outages. I mean, we've done some crazy things in our moves and where both my husband and I have lived, being as in, you know, our childhoods growing up and then being together as a couple. I'm like, this is nothing, no big deal. But there was like, there was a loaf of bread. I still remember this. I should have taken a picture of it, but there was a loaf of bread. It was the hardest whole grain bread there was on the planet. I did not buy it because I knew if I did, my children wouldn't eat it anyway. Didn't matter how much peanut butter and sugar and all that stuff I'd load on there, they would not eat it. So it stayed there. We grabbed a gallon of milk, a little bit of what was left, you know, maybe some, I think we grabbed some either, it was hot dogs or lunch meat, something like that, maybe some cheese. And that was it, a box of cereal, and we were done. We're like, well, we'll come back in a couple days. Not a big deal. But the shelves were empty, and I was like, okay, this is really weird. Everyone had been planning for this natural disaster to hit. But mind you, not us. We were brand new to town. We just thought it was a winter storm. We'd been through all those blizzards. So we didn't think anything of it because, honestly, I could have had, you know, daddy to go out and make sure we had a few things. He was in a hotel and he could have gotten a couple items, stored them there for us to be there, you know, when we arrived. But no, that wasn't the case. That night we went to sleep and woke up with no electricity, none. And everything was white outside, a sheet of ice. When we drove around, it just looked so desolate. It was like this desert, and it was a desert of ice. We were without electricity for over over a week. It was like 8, 9, 10 days. It was craziness. On top of that, we had two semis because we're a big family. We couldn't fit all of our stuff into one semi. And they drove in prior to this whole storm thing. So they were already in town. Our movers were. So we had two semis sitting there, and with two movers to move us in, and it was nothing but a sheet of ice
everywhere. It was cold in our house. It was cold inside of our house, along with outside of our house. We had no electricity. The only thing, praise the Lord, that we had was a gas stove, which luckily I actually packed matches. Whoop, whoop. Yes, thank you. That was in the trailer. I got that out. I even packed the snow shovels in the trailer and a little bit of ice, you know, ice melt type stuff that you can, you know, throw down to melt the ice. Thank goodness for all of that, because otherwise I was ready to throw in the towel. You talk about hope. I'm sitting there having just traveled cross country with my 5 children, 3 dogs, 3 cats, a gecko to boot, with a huge trailer behind me. I'm tired. And now you're asking me to care for all of these creatures, along with my husband and taking care of myself too, to a house that's totally empty. We had only the stuff that we brought in the vehicle, which we had some bedding because we were staying obviously before and we brought it with us. So we had a couple blow up beds and that was it. Some sleeping bags and pillows and blankets. I can remember calling our movers and they said, yeah, we're here. How are you doing? We're like, well, we're iced up. He goes, yeah, so are we. So I began to shovel the driveway and clear it. We were the only driveway that was, it was like there was no ice on it after I was done because I knew what needed to be done. I knew how to do it. This was a record-breaking ice storm that had never hit the South like it did. And I wanted to throw up my arms. In fact, I know I did multiple times going, really, Lord? I do not find this amusing. Not at all. I don't know where your humor is, but it's not here with me. I was losing all hope. We did go ahead and unpack. It took us 4 days to unload the 2 semis. They were supposed to bring in help, but they couldn't get in. There was no way anybody was coming. So we brought 1 semi truck and parked it. It did not move for about 2.5 days. And then we prayed it up the hill because you had to come down to our house on a hill. We met our new neighbors in candlelight. Nothing like having knocks on your door and people standing there with a flashlight and candles going, welcome to the neighborhood, and giving us a basket. And in fact, we found out that everybody else there had lost their cell phones. No one had landlines. During that time, still, landlines were very, very popular. But they also didn't have cell phones. We did, though. Praise the Lord, we did. And so guess what? Everybody was borrowing our cell phones. In fact, we would go and sit in the car and charge up our cell phones every single day. That was our only way to communicate. Restore hope. I never gave up hope because you know what? Hope wasn't found in me. Where do you restore hope? Who can give it to you? My hope in this literal huge ice storm that we went through came solely from God. Hebrews 13:6 says this, so we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Now, Hebrews is in the New Testament. Mind you that this is also referenced in the Old Testament, in the Psalms. It's Psalm 118, verses 6 through 7. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph over my enemies. Now, you may look at that and say, well, enemies, maybe you're talking about a person. Well, in my circumstance, the enemy was storm. Was the ice, the lack of electricity. My children were very young then, preschool on up to just middle school. Yeah, they were a little bit helpful, but when the majority of them were in elementary on down, they still need mom to do things. I can remember shouting out to the movers because it was only 2 of them and then my husband and I. That was it who moved us in. We were lifting boxes. We were moving the refrigerators. I mean, everything, we did it. I cooked lunch for them with the 1 pot that we found. And then finally I was like, guys, we gotta be looking for the pots and pans because I can do more. And I fixed them dinner because everything, no place had electricity. It was like Little House on the Prairie, like 100 years removed. I was storing what little bit of milk we had in the cooler outside, making sure it would freeze just enough to keep it cold, but not overfreeze it. Restore hope. You might have thought I probably would have just thrown in the towel, but I didn't. God said, I have bigger plans for you. Your hope is in me. St. Augustine says this so awesomely and bluntly, in my opinion. Why rely on yourself and fall? Cast yourself upon his arm. Be not afraid. He will not let you slip. Cast yourself in confidence. He will receive you and heal you. St. Augustine's got it right. God's got this. You need to cast yourself upon him. Let him carry you when you are beyond the whole perfection thing, when you're in full survival mode, not thinking that thrive is even around the corner. Oh my goodness, Christiane, you have no idea. I don't have white hair yet, but I feel like it's growing right now because my circumstances are overcoming me. They're taking me under. I am drowning. In that psalm, it reads at the very end, I look in triumph over my enemies. Maybe your enemy is your relationship with your husband. Maybe your enemy is a coworker. Maybe your enemy is your child's attitude right now. Maybe your enemy is yourself. What are you fighting? Restore hope. God's got this. You don't need to sit here and wait to have all the answers because he's got them all. No matter what storm comes your way, what natural disaster you may be sitting in, and friends, we've got some sitting in natural disasters right now. We've got horrible fires right now happening here in the U.S. These natural disasters they're just tragedies. Restore hope. God's there to carry you through that fire. He's there to protect you in the fire. Don't let life swallow you whole. Life is precious. Life is a gift. Restore hope today. Go through your day with courage, knowing God's got this. Restore your hope through him. You're not fighting this battle alone. Go out and make today an incredible day because guess what? You are a woman of impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.